Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you. It may not be as cold, but it is still kind of yucky out there. But we are so glad to see you all on this fourth Sunday after Epiphany and that you're with us in worship today. And we want to welcome all of you. And we are so glad and that you have come out. And I always believe that we receive a special blessing, whether it's grace or whatever it may be in our lives when we gather together to worship. And a little bit later on, I'm going to be talking about we all need a base in life. And I'll say more about that. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Join together for our call to worship there in the bulletin. God is our rock and our salvation. Trust in God at all times. God's praise endures forever. Well, let's join together there, and you can either turn in your hymn books to hymn number 452 or follow along on the PowerPoint, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms this morning. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alone. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all. On the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all. Let's join together there this morning for our prayer. Loving God, you are the wisdom behind all mystery, the glory hidden in all that makes us wonder, the strength in all that nourishes. With hearts open and voices ready, we gather to express our praise and gratitude for all the good we have experienced, knowing it all comes from your hand. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. You can turn to 404, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing, I Surrender All this morning.
church, keep on keeping on with life. Okay? All right. I don't know. Has anybody got? Okay. Diane's got them. So you guys can go downstairs this morning, and you'll probably have a lesson and some things you'll be doing down there with her. And while you guys are heading down, we're going to go to our prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. Somebody this morning. Yes.
There's a 2-year-old named Zoe who, her leukemia came back. She's in Cincinnati.
Okay, so we want to remember Zoe this morning, who has had leukemia has returned, and we definitely want to keep her in our prayers this morning. Someone else this morning? Somebody else? Yeah.
I have an unspoken.
Okay, unspoken for Don this morning. Definitely want to do that. Somebody else? Yes.
Jean Cabot with her hearing and with her blood pressure, and Bonnie and Beth's family, and I'm trying to think of so many. Tom Taylor.
Do you say Tom?
Yeah, it's Barney's brother.
Okay. What was the one you mentioned after Bonnie? you were saying I'm so fast, and I was still writing down blood pressure and hearing with Jean. Zeb, Z-E-B? Oh, okay. I can imagine, yes. Yes, when kids are like that at school, I'm like, get the trash can, go down the nurse and stay away from it. Yeah. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yeah.
My friend Linda Abrams, that we've been praying for, she's in the hospital and she's not doing very good. So.
Okay. Want to remember then Linda, and I didn't mention the others for those that might be listening, Bev's family, Tom, Bonnie, Jean Cavolt. We want to remember those. I saw a couple of their hands. Yeah.
My cousin Chris Hugh, I'm going to keep him on the prayer list. He had to go back to Kelly and have some work done on his leg, so I don't know if he's back to the rehab center yet or not.
Yeah, and he's on our monthly. I moved him over to the monthly, so definitely want to continue praying for him with his legs for Chris. Yeah.
Unspoken
this morning. Let's see. Where do we have that? Oh, there we go. And then there was another one. Yep.
Unspoken
this morning. Another one. Yeah.
Bill and Dolores. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes. Especially for Dolores, who's going in for her major surgery tomorrow. And they're going to be removing an area in her gum line, and we're not sure how far it's protruded in to her jaw area. We're hoping not, but they will know more, and getting that taken care of, and definitely needs for prayer and guidance for strength during that time, because that's pretty serious surgery that she's having done, and appreciate your prayers for her. And then continue to remember Bill for strength and the family. Somebody else. I thought I saw, yeah.
Unspoken,
yes. No, God knows what those are, yeah.
Richard Walker's at Castro now.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And the latest that I had heard and found out about is he's doing very well. They're doing some rehab with him to get his strength back after that UTI and being in the hospital there for, gosh, I don't know what it was, 4, 5, 6 days, probably almost a week. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he went to Casper last Thursday. Or...
It was, yeah, something in there, that he had went in. So I got a text from multiple people about it. So definitely want to remember him. Anybody else? Ask prayers for my wife, Jody. As some of you know, and we had prayed for her before it got real cold and everything, about this infection that she had, a sinus infection, and how it got into her ear
and they ended up putting a tube in her ear because of that. Well, this past week, it was this past week, wasn't it? When she was at the ear, nose, and throat specialist, that he's concerned that the hearing loss she has may not return. And so we'd appreciate your prayers for her and for healing for that. And I thank you in advance for that. And so we want to remember Jody this morning. And somebody else? Anybody else? All right. So we have various needs there that need to be prayed for. And maybe some of those names will come to your mind while we're, as David plays here in just a moment. And it'll give you a chance to pray there. And remember those on our monthly list. So many of those. And we just moved some more over. And some serious longer term needs there to pray for this morning. So as you pray and it's playing, I'll close us out. So grateful that we can take everything to you in prayer. We can talk to you, and that you hear, and that you care, and that you love us so. Lord, as we think about those that have been mentioned today, God, we're so thankful that even when we're struggling, when we're hurting, when we're in pain, that you see us and you know. And thank you for doctors and nurses and medicine and so many things. But we can still bring those things to you and trust you. So we lift up those that have been mentioned today. We lift up Zoe with the leukemia, and they found out and it returned. We ask for your healing touch there. For Jean's blood pressure and hearing, God, we pray for your touch and healing there. For Bonnie, God, for continued healing as she is continuing to take the medicine that helps to treat her. We just thank you for that. We lift up Tom to you. Whatever is going on exactly there, we pray for your healing touch and grace, and for Bev's family, Lord, and especially for Levi, and battling that bug this morning, and the rest of the family, God, for your grace and strength and for healing touch there. For Linda, God, who is back in the hospital and they're not sure and it doesn't seem to be very good news, God, we lift her up to you and ask that you would make a way where there seems to be no way, and that you would touch and bring strength and healing. We pray for Chris, God, this morning. Whatever's going on with the legs and what's happening there, Lord, we just pray for your healing touch and your hand there. We pray for Dolores this morning as she goes in for surgery tomorrow. We just ask that you would just guide the surgeon's hands and that they will be able to remove everything and get rid of everything that needs to be removed, and that they'll be able to get that taken care of. And we pray for your healing touch and strength for her. Continue to lift up Bill and asking for your strength for him. We lift up Richard asking for your strength for him as he's recovering from that infection. We pray for your healing touch there. Lord, we lift up Jody this morning, God, asking for your healing touch and restoration, Lord, in her hearing of that ear, Lord. And we pray for your hand upon her this morning. And Lord, we lift up these four unspoken needs. And maybe there was others that came in today with maybe burdens and things that they could not share. We just ask for your touch today for each of them, and that you would minister to them as only you can do, as we thank you for all of that today. And Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, so many of them that have been facing longer term illnesses, and we just pray for your healing touch, your grace, your strength. We pray for those that are on our list that are serving in our military, that you will just be with them and continue to watch over them. We pray for our college kids and all of our kids going to school. We pray for, continue to pray for peace in our world, in the situations, Lord, that's happening, God, that you would make a way where there can be restoration and a ceasing of hostilities, Lord, and that there can be a way that things can be worked out and to bring peace and the saving of life, Lord. And we're grateful and thankful for that today. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of our time and our service. We pray that you will just bless and lead and guide. We pray that as we break the bread of your word, that you will just encourage us and let us know that we're never alone, and that God, you are our source of hope and strength in life. As we ask all of these things in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer this morning. And we are just a blessing to be able to stand in the gap and help to pray for others that may be struggling and facing the difficulties of life. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And again, thank you for your faithfulness. It is that giving and faithfulness that continues to use our community of faith here, not only as a place where we worship, but also to reach out beyond our walls and be a blessing. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Join together there in the bulletin for our prayer of dedication. Lord, we bring our gifts to you, asking you to bless them so they may accomplish more than we can ask or imagine. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 62 this morning. Psalm 62, and we're going to be reading verses 5 through 8, and in verses 11 through 12 this morning. You can follow along on the PowerPoint. Oh, I must find rest in God only, because my hope comes from Him. Only God is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. My deliverance and glory depend on God. God is my strong rock. My refuge is in God. All you people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is our refuge. Selah. God has spoken one thing. Make it two things that I myself have heard, that strength belongs to God and faithful love comes from you, my Lord. And that you will repay everyone according to their deeds. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add His blessing to the reading of the word. And that God would give us ears to hear what God or what the Spirit wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, there was a woman walking down the street when she happened to by a particular dirty and shabby looking homeless woman who asked for a couple dollars for dinner. The lady took out her wallet and got $10 and said, "If I give you this money, will you buy wine with it instead of dinner?" "No, I stopped drinking years ago," the homeless woman said. "Well, will you use it to go shopping instead of buying food?" I asked. "No, I don't waste time shopping," the homeless woman said. "I need to spend all my time trying to stay alive." "Will you spend this on beauty salon instead of food?" I asked. "Are you nuts?" said the homeless lady. "I haven't had my hair done in 20 years. Well, the lady said, "I'm going to give you the money instead. I'm not going to give you the money. Hold on, let me get it right. I'm not going to give you the money. Instead, I'm going to take you out to dinner with my husband and me tonight." The homeless woman looked a little shocked. "Well, won't your husband be furious with you for doing that? I mean," she said, I'm dirty and I kind of smell disgusting." The lady said, "That's okay. It's important for him to see what a woman looks like if she's given up shopping, hair appointments, and wine." It's been a while. I shared that before, but it's been a while this morning. I want to talk to you this morning about a base in life. A base in life. So growing up, and I shared this a little bit with the kids, growing up in elementary schools, my friends, and in fact, I have pictures coming into my brain right now as I'm thinking about it. Growing up in elementary school, my friends and I clocked a lot of hours playing tag during recess. Even when we argued about it, because some wanted to have base and some did not want to have base when we played tag. Base was usually a part of every game. Each of us ran to that place where we could catch our breath, so to speak, from the outstretched hand of the tagger that was always chasing us. And you know how you would do it, if you remember. We would taunt that person that was it and trying to get us. We would run by him as close as we could and then run away from him as they reached out to try to get us. And just running and running until we run ragged and we had to get to that base so we could catch our breath. Base gave us a refuge in tag so that we could keep playing. And in the face of life's challenges, as you saw up there on the PowerPoint earlier, I was started to think about how we all need a base in life so that we can keep going. The psalmist in our reading today experienced God's presence as a base in life. The psalmist said several times, "Surely God is," or "only God is." We don't know how long the outstretched hands of fear and shame and despair chased after the psalmist. You got to go back and read some of the verses we didn't read today, especially verses, I think it's like 2 through 4 or something like that. But we do know some things that he or she discovered along the journey of life. And I think it's true for us too. At least I hope so. The psalmist discovered two things that I want to talk to you this morning about. And maybe I could add more, but I want to focus on these two things because this is what really jumped out at me this week as I was thinking about it in this passage today. First of all, the psalmist discovered the inner rest of trust. It's kind of an unusual statement, isn't it? The inner rest of trust. Here's what I want to say about that. The base of God's presence offers an inner stillness for us in life. The psalmist discovers, as he talks about there in verse 1, if we would have read verse 1 and verse 5, rest. This phrase is an interesting phrase. It speaks of a quietness of the soul, our minds, our hearts, a stillness of our being that yields, listen to this, I don't want you to just catch quiet and stillness, that yields all fears, anxieties, insecurities, and control to God in an act of trust. We're familiar with the psalm that says, "Be still and know that I am God." Or here you might even say, in some translations, say, "Be silent Because it's all about an act of trust in that moment. We go about our lives, and when things get hectic, we get hectic even more. We want to fix, we talk, we scheme, we work, we whatever it may be that we can get things taken care of. And here, the psalmist says, I've discovered that if I trust in the Lord and allow God to take care of some things, I find rest. And the reason for this rest and trust is the psalmist declares over and over again in several places throughout that God is our rock, our salvation or deliverance, a stronghold or a fortress in the battles of life, a refuge in the chaos of life, who surrounds us with hope and peace and stability. I like the way that psalmist says is that God is that refuge, that stronghold, and I will not be shaken. Here's what I'm seeing in this, and what's really jumped out at me. Each time we find sanctuary in God's presence, we are empowered so we may continue the journey ahead. So I was reflecting a little bit on this and thinking about how I've experienced God and what I've faced in life. I've discovered that God's presence is all around us. It's everywhere. But we're usually not attuned to it. So when we pray or sing or worship, or whatever it may be in that moment, the veil between us and God is thinned, so to speak. Sometimes I've heard my in-laws and my own parents talk about, as they've grown older, their skin thins. And when that happens, what happens? Some of you sitting in here know very well what happens. Bruises happen easier. You know, the things underneath that we can't see seem to are a little closer there. And that's kind of the way it is with God's presence. It's all around us and God is with us, but we can't see God because of that veil that's there. And the ancients, especially the Irish spiritualists, used to talk about thin places. Places where you could go and talk to God. And it was almost as if as soon as you walked onto that place or that property, it was as if God was there and you could feel it in a real sense. Because it was called a thin place. The divide, the veil was thinner so you could sense God's presence more. And that's what I believe the psalmist is talking about here. Because God's presence becomes real, and it becomes like a base, or that base that my friends and I used to rest on and catch our breath while we were playing tag. And here's what I want you to see, that when we take those moments in our lives to slow down and worship and sing and talk to God, that the veil is thinned. And we discover that God's presence is a base for our lives, a place where we rest and where we are restored. The inner rest of trust. The second thing that I see is that I believe the psalmist saw was God's strong and unfailing love. God's strong and unfailing love. The psalmist there towards the end of our reading made it very clear that God is both powerful and loving. Powerful and loving. They go hand in hand. God lives and acts in strength and in faithful love or unfailing love. God's power expresses itself in faithful love and commitment to us and to the world. If God didn't operate in that kind of a way and in that kind of manner, Who knows what would happen? Maybe God would have destroyed the world a long time ago. I don't know. But whatever it means is the psalmist says, I discovered God's strength and unfailing love in my encounter. Here's what I want us to see. Sometimes by simply focusing on God, we grow in depth so we may continue the journey ahead. Unbelievable strength, the psalmist says, is drawn from God as we trust, as we rest in God's presence, who is the base of our life. Now, listen. Sometimes in our lives, when we're facing the difficulties, and we come to church, you know what I'm talking about. I've been there before. We come to church, and because of everything that's been happening, we're kind of out of tune, so to speak. And we kind of just go through the motions. And we leave and we go home and we wonder if anything has really happened or did it really mean anything coming to church that Sunday. Well, there are times I believe that we may not realize it, but something does happen. And oftentimes it's others who notice it and not always ourselves. Now, this doesn't mean that we won't struggle with living out our faith or relying on God and trusting God on a day-by-day basis. But I do believe that God does meet us in those places, whether it's here or it's in your car or it's in your bedroom praying. Wherever it may be, while you're hiking out in a beautiful place, God meets us where we are. Let me ask you a question this morning. What is chasing you? Fear? Doubt? Worry? Anxiety? Lack of strength? Weariness? Fill in the blank. Do you have a base from which you can rest and find strength from the journey? Do you hear God's invitation to rest and sanctuary today? Have you discovered God's strength while resting in God's presence? Somewhere in the midst of it all, and in the mystery of it all, we discover the one who is worthy of our trust. And we find strength and faithful love and rest in the midst of it. You know, it's okay, like some of my friends did, or some of the girls did. It's okay to stay on base for a while and experience the rest and the strength and the restoration that we may need in life. Because God is a base for life. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes there and share the blessing and greet one another for a few moments. And then we'll close out with our chorus there. Jesus, name above all names. How are you doing?
Tell Jody I had shot that year. She carried it. She getting shot too.
Not diagnosed yet, but she's going to go get a second place. Because he kind of, I don't know if you have to ask her.
Yeah, I got a shot with a needle at
the end. You need to tell her who you went to.
Adam's dad has the same.
She said with the preschool kids, she can't always hear that. Well, she's got a turn. Yeah. Mom, why do you hear? Well, we'll go ahead and prepare. You know how Carl always plays a little music to get us back to going. Well, once he hits the button, we're going to be singing. So let's go ahead and stand as we get ready to sing our little chorus there. I believe we're singing it through twice. Jesus, name above all names this morning.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior,
glorious I could not hear the music. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. Let's join together for our benediction. Walk in the rest that comes from God. May the love of God lead us, the love of Christ embrace us, and the love of the Spirit enliven us. Amen.